Blog Talk Radio.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, I do. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on.
And yeah, welcome aboard. This is the Amy Beth Arkwood Show. We've been together Mosaic of Voices from the Arts, about culture, personal growth, and justice. Rosie Clooney welcoming you to our house as we set it all to music today, serving up your favorite requests and dedications. It is our first annual Grateful Bounty. So happy to have you with us. We've got lots of requests and dedications to get to. Hey, if you're listening live Monday, November 25th, that would be 9 a.m. out west, 11 central, noon here in the east, feel free to join us at 347-857-4505. We can tweet and eat at the same time, too, at AB Writes. But I don't know if we can get your song on if we don't already have it stuffed into our Thanksgiving oven. We've got lots of stuff to get to, and we may even have some leftovers. But we'll get to them. We want to hear what you're thankful for, and we also want to hear what's on your all-important Thanksgiving Day dish wish list. We'll get to all of that. First, I want to say I am so grateful to so many things, of course. My loving, supportive family on the top of that list. Good health, good friends, talents that will not abandon me even when I leave them go dormant, case in point, reigniting my radio passion back in February when we launched this little, turns out not so under the radar, over the radio rainbow experiment. Didn't know what to expect from these podcasts. I was egged on by some radio fans and a couple of radio hosts with whom I had shared the other side of the microphone promoting my books, and I kind of got that spark again. To get back into radio, and here I am. Never thought these podcasts would bring me such joy. Never thought, frankly, they'd be this successful. We have have assembled a wonderful array of guests and great promotion via Blog Talk Radio, PopNet, and from you, a growing loyal audience, some loyal sponsors that we've gained, and we hope to have much more of the same and then some in the coming year. We look forward to more entertainment, more enlightenment, more great guests, and audience support in 2014. So I'm so grateful. I guess I can say that I have officially fallen into Marconi's great-great-granddaughter's box here on the Internet. So we're going to start with one that harkens back to my early DJ days. It's Joni Mitchell, You Turn Me On. I'm a radio. As we dig into the first annual Grateful Bounty.
I'm a little bit corny, I'm a wild.
early Sunday morning through Bakersfield, listening to gospel music on the college radio station. And the preacher said, you know, you always have the Lord by your side. And I was so pleased to be informed of this that I ran 20 red lights in his honor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Girl, and I was kind of late, and I thought by the time I got there, she'd be off with the nearest truck driver she could find. Much to my surprise, there she was, sitting in the corner, a little bleary, worth the wear and tear, with the girl.
With their inner twang. I'm a grateful bounty for Melanie. I got a beautiful one here. A couple of folks asked for it. Jason and for Fran and Sandra. It's called Holy Water from Big and Rich.
Everything would shine wherever she would go. But looking at her now, you never tell. Someone ran away with her innocence, a memory she can't get out of her head. And I can only imagine what she's feeling when she's praying, kneeling at the edge of her bed. And she says, take me away. Call her angel, someone to put the light back in her eyes. She's looking through the faces and unfamiliar places. She needs someone to hear her when she cries. And she says, take me away, then take me farther. Take me farther. Surround me now and hold, hold.
gotta hold on. You gotta hold on.
Yeah, you gotta hold on. The great Alabama Shakes, Brittany Howard. What a great sound and a revelation from this past year. That one for Celeste on the Grateful Bounty. Thanks for holding on. 347-857-4505 gets you into the mix. Welcome to the show. Hi there. Hello? Are you there, caller?
Is it me? Can you hear me?
It's you. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. I was just listening. I didn't realize I was going to be put through. Oh.
Oh, did you not want to be put through?
Oh, that's okay.
So
I'm
what
more
are you
of a voyeur today.
I see. You just wanted to listen. I get it. What are you grateful for this holiday season?
Well, I would first say my family, since you're part of it.
Okay, Mama. Oh, so that's the only reason you'd say it, okay?
No, of course not. Don't be silly. Don't put words in my mouth. Don't be twisting my words now. But I'm very thankful for my family, and, you know, we're healthy, and that's what matters.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm happy you're joining us today, even though you thought you were just calling in to do what, just to listen on hold?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to listen to the show, and I couldn't find it. I couldn't find an available computer in my house, so
I
figured that's a good way to do it.
People can listen on hold. Absolutely. Well, thanks for joining us. We got lots more fun songs to get to and dedications. And what's your favorite holiday dish wish list for Thanksgiving?
You know, Mom's stuffing is the best. I miss that every year, and I don't get to have it, so.
Well,
she makes the best stuff.
Come on over. We'll make it for you. It is delicious indeed. Thanks for calling, and keep listening. I'll put you back on hold.
Thanks.
Bye. Live radio with Adonette. You got to love it. I don't know where our screeners were, but they're never around when you need them. It is the Amy the Dark Wee Show, our first annual Grateful Bounty. Let's get back down to business. Happy Thanksgiving.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Needless to say, the luncheon there under the trees was a great success, and a good time was had by Puritans and Indian alike. Everything came off beautifully, with the exception of one minor catastrophe.
What do you mean you cooked the turkey, Charlie?
Well, I cooked the turkey, that's all.
You put our national bird in the oven, is that correct?
Yeah, well,
and
I...
And all of us had our mouth set for roast eagle with all the trimming.
Yeah, well, I...
You did a thing like that?
Well, the two birds were lying there side by side.
The turkey was for the centerpiece, Charlie. I mean...
Well, they look so much alike
we blew it now. They're all sitting down at the table out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Started on their little nut cups. Already. We just have to switch the birds, that's all.
Yeah, well...
Serve them turkey instead of eagle. But it's kind of scrawny looking, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I thought I'd stuff some old bread in it and make it look a little fatter.
You do that, okay?
Okay.
Give me long distance, long distance.
Operator,
information,
give me Jesus
on the line.
Operator,
information,
give me Jesus on the line.
great that sounded. Manhattan Trance, we're getting all kinds of spiritual in here for Charlotte on the Grateful Bounty. Welcome aboard. It is Amy Beth Arkowee. We're doing our first annual request dedication Thanksgiving show, 347-857-4505. If you want to tell us what you're grateful for or what happens to be in your Thanksgiving Day dish wish list, you can also listen on hold if you don't have a computer handy. Some people do that. Mawa mama. At the Twitter feed at AB Writes, Aurora's waiting for you. We've got some folks who are grateful already. Renee checking in quite honestly says, after 5 long years, we're back on our feet. Amen. Indeed, Renee. Thanks for sharing and keep going strong. Claudia, fingers crossed. We're hoping the family will get together. Fingers crossed because of the weather. I know. It's a tough deal. And Floyd, the same business. Haven't seen the kids for 3 years. This will be it. We're hoping for you. Let us know what you're grateful for at AB Writes or 347-857-4505. Among the many things I'm grateful for, all the great guests that we've had on the show so far and a chance to introduce you to some under-the-radar artists. Here's one who I don't think will be under the radar too long, Caroline Rose. She is a young, up-and-coming singer-songwriter who has a great artistic spirit and a distinct sound. I was honored to speak with her, and I want you to listen to this one again. It's the title track from her debut collection called America Religious. Caroline Rose on the Grateful Bounty.
Thank you.
Grateful Bounty, if I wanted someone to clean me up, I'd find myself a maid. Well, by the time Thanksgiving dinner's over, you're going to want a maid. That's for sure. Hey, I know you can't have a Grateful Bounty without the Grateful Dead. Thanks for the reminder, Howie and Margie. If you need it, leave it if you need it. If not, just pass it on. Here's Box of Rain.
Long ago, walk broken and buttered sleeves. What do you want me to do?
Don't be a party pooper. It'll be great.
Pretty little hairdo. Don't do what it used to. Can't disguise the living. All the miles that you've been through. Looking like a train wreck. Wearing too much makeup. Burden that you carry more than one soul could ever.
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear. grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. Working starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Trudy dug in the archives for that one, Jonathan Edwards' Sunshine, for Audrey on The Grateful Bounty, The Jayhawks 2, Save It for a Rainy Day, and The Grateful Dead. All kinds of rainy day coming your way, it looks like, for the holiday, unfortunately. Lots of bad weather out west, pushing towards the east. We could see a lot of rain, maybe a little snow tomorrow on the I-95 corridor, so expect some delays, planes, trains, driving, all of that. It could be a mess. Figures, right, Mama Nature, on the busiest driving day, traveling day of the year? Still like the weather? You're the 10,000 Maniacs for Philly on The Grateful Bounty.
Yeah. Radio. In the 1930s, it was the size of a refrigerator, and everybody loved the radio.
Oh,
Indigo Girls, that tricky reunion for Jenna and Sweet Pea on the Grateful Bounty. And for Bus Stop, we heard the Hollies for Patsy as well. Yeah, those reunions can be tricky. Keep your expectations in check. And, of course, leave the politics and religion at the door. Don't forget, if you miss any of the show or any of the shows, you can always hear them again at the Blog Talk Radio site. All are archived for play on demand. You can also download them at iTunes. Follow the show. It's the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show on Blog Talk or at the website, amybetharkowitz.com. And, of course, we're eating and tweeting at the same time at Twitter. What's on your Thanksgiving Day dish wish list? We're going to sit down to eat and do a little visiting. Coming up next.
It's time for the big Thanksgiving dinner, but today's families make the invitation list an etiquette nightmare.
Should I invite Bob's first daughter's mother-in-law? And what about my second son from my first marriage? He has a stepsister from his father's second marriage, I think.
Whatever you do, someone's bound to be left out. And let's face it, there's no way you have enough chairs. Now your worries are over with Thanksgiving Dinner by Mail from Chefco. Imagine a generous serving of turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, corn, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pie delivered piping hot to everyone on your list, right through the mail.
Honey, has the mail come yet?
Yes, and look, you got a Thanksgiving dinner from your stepbrother's first wife.
Wow, but what's this all over my Radio Shack catalog?
Son of a gun! Giblets!
Thanksgiving Dinner by Mail, new from Chefco. And coming soon, Christmas Dinner by Fax.
Chock full of nuts is that heavenly coffee. Chock full of nuts is that heavenly coffee. Better coffee a millionaire money can't buy.
Welcome back to the Grateful Bounty on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, being brought to you today in part by Corel, helping you set an elegant table this holiday season. So who do you think you're going to see on the other side of that door when you either go somewhere to visit or you're opening the door to your family and friends? This is one, I can't believe how many folks requested this song for Johnny Fever's Hangover, for Hillary, for J.P. Morgan 72, and a few who prefer to remain nameless. They're dreading an encounter with she who often goes solely by her honorific mother-in-law. It's Ernie Gaydeau on the Grateful Bounty.
Mother in law,
Is it that late? Dad'll be here any minute. Better tell Mother she's needed in the kitchen.
Thank you all for coming. I don't recognize any of you, nor can I recall why I am here.
Your mother's loose, your father's slim. She smothers you, you bother him. Pass back and forth between those two until they've had enough of you. Another bundle comes along, but by this time something's gone wrong. Awake all night, deprived of sleep. It's overload, they're in too deep then. She forgets to take a pill. Overload is overkill. What our family's for. He's at the wheel, she's at his side. Three kids in back out for a ride. Looking at houses, autumn leaves. Keep hope alive, try to believe. They haven't made a huge mistake. And what seemed real in fact is fake. Kids can't sit still, are we there yet? He lights his seventh cigarette. Almost, she says, it won't be long. Look out the window, sing a song. Singing, what our family's for. You're the brother who is big. You were your parents' guinea pig. The first, the oldest, and the best. Smarter, quicker than the rest. Your little sister's just a girl, so you can kick her from your world. You push your baby brother down and grind his face into the ground. They do what you want them to, because those two look up to you. What our family's for. Finally you leave the nest. Life was a quiz, now it's a test. You can't just live, a living's earned, so you use every trick you've learned. You cast off siblings, you make friends, discover the receiving end. You swore you'd never be your dad, but that's what works, isn't that sad? Young women want to mother you, you hate it, but you want them to. What our family's for. All grown up holding your own, you fend them off by telephone. You keep in touch, it's come to this. The furtive hug, suspicious kiss. Your sister's ensconced in your life, the archetype of an ex-wife. For all that dirt he ate back then, your brother figures you owe him now. Mom wants back all that dad took, but dad is dead, he's off the hook. What our family's for.
Great song from Loudon Wainwright III from his collection Little Ship, What Are Families For? And another deep dive for Trudy in the archives, a one-hit wonder from the early 70s, Giorgio's Son of My Father for Ronaldo. And I'll tell you, if your mama wasn't dancing and your daddy wasn't rock and rolling back in the 70s, they're still not. A great one from Lagos and Messina for Dombey and Bridget, and a slew of folks wanted to hear Ernie K. Doe's novelty classic, Mother-in-law. Come on, she's not so bad. She probably makes a mean pie. Hey, what's on your Thanksgiving Day dish wish list? Hit us up on Twitter at AB Writes. Lynette says dressing, turkey and dressing. I say stuffing. You say dressing. Is that a Southern thing, I think? It's funny because a lot of folks who say dressing stuff the bird with it, and those of us who say stuffing often put it on the side. It's the culinary equivalent of the driveway parkway dilemma. But I love my mom's stuffing. I mean, it's crusty. It's delicious. It has nuts and mushrooms and peppers and onions. It's delicious. Sebastian says the turkey with all the trimmings. That's pretty much it, unless you're Vito, who says you got to start with the antipasto, the soup, the fish, the ziti, and then we get down to the bird. That's what my Italian friends tell me. They start with this whole Italian deal, and then they have the three-course Thanksgiving dinner. So you need a Derek to get out of that chair. And, of course, we'll talk pies later. Lots of folks coming in with pumpkin pie, Marcus, Franny, and Jill. I don't see coconut custard. That's what we usually have. But we'll talk pies. We'll talk desserts later. You getting hungry? Because we're getting ready to sit down to dinner on the Grateful Bounty next.
Hello, this is Farmer Bob. 30 years ago, I started my turkey farm right here across from the cooling pond from the Hot River Nuclear Power Plant. People said I was crazy. Well, who's crazy now? Just in time for Thanksgiving, presenting Farmer Bob's Atomic Turkeys. What makes my turkeys different? Each one of my atomic birds is absolutely live and fully cooked. And thanks to that nuclear power plant, hot too. Just pluck them and eat. Mm-hmm. And don't worry about the leftovers. My atomic turkeys have a half-life of 500 years. Come and get your Farmer Bob's Atomic Turkeys today. And remember our song. If you're cooking for your family and you want to serve a treat, Farmer Bob's the turkey that you pluck and eat. If everyone wants white meat, you can handle their request, 'cause Farm's Atomic Turkeys come with half a dozen breasts. Farmer Bob's Atomic Turkeys on Route 3 across from the nuclear power plant. Look for the glowing giblets.
Yeah, dinner is served on the Grateful Bounty, but uh-oh, Aunt Edna's in the kitchen cornering you with a barrage of questions. Might want to start with a cocktail or two or three. Here's Spike Jones as we get ready to sit down to eat.
Oh, what delight to be given the right to be carefree and gay once again. No longer slinking, respectively drinking like civilized ladies and men.
No longer need we miss a charming scene like this. Some secluded rendezvous that overlooks the avenue with someone sharing a delight. Chat, sit some bath and cocktails for two as we enjoy a cigarette to some exquisite chansonnette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette with cocktails for two. My head may go really, but my heart will be obedient with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most any afternoon at 5, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete the plan that all began with cocktails for two.
Fortune will complete her plan
Well, you know who I think we should call?
Who?
Chicken Delight, Edith, because we ain't going to get no supper out of you.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fry. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And a radio up. I like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of a precious child. Know a mother's love. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine. And that's home, you know, where sweet pea pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And a radio world, a lot of sweet sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of a precious child. No mother's love. And it's funny how it's the simple things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind that I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me. Raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And a radio world. A lot of things all right. See the love. I thank God for my life and for the stars and stripes. May freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who died and the ones that gave their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fries. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And a radio world. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And a radio world. Light to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of a precious child. No mother's love,
can't believe it. A real gourmet kitchen, and I get to watch.
You've read my book. Let us see how much you know, huh? Which one is the chef?
Oh, that guy.
Very good.
You can take all the tea in China, put it in a big brown bag for me, sail right round all the seven oceans, drop it straight into the deep blue sea. She's an angel of the first degree. She's a sweet, she's the sweetest tuple of honey. Just like honey, baby, from the sea. You can't stop us on the road of freedom. You can't keep us, cause our eyes can see. Men within sight, men in granite, knights in armor bent on chivalry.
You
You can take all the tea and chani. Put it in a big brown bag for me. Sail it right around all these seven oceans. Drop it smack dab in the middle of the deep blue sea, because she's as sweet as Tupelo, honey. Yes, you are. She's an angel of the first degree. She's an angel. She's as sweet as Tupelo, honey. The cloud, honey, baby.
Van Morrison for Sky on The Grateful Bounty. And an oldie from Dee Dee Sharp, Mashed Potato Time for Owen, Zach Brown Band's Chicken Delight for our pal Aurora at the Twitter feed. So shall we talk pies? A lot of folks with the pumpkin pies. Pecan pie for Lynette and Annabelle, who also says she likes shoe fly and sweet potato pie. Not really sure what shoe fly pie is exactly, but it's southern, right? I like the coconut custard, but I'm not a big pumpkin pie lover. I will say, years ago, it's a distant memory now, my sister and I did Weight Watchers during the holiday season. Actually lost weight. Amazing. And they have a recipe for pumpkin mousse, which was actually delicious. In any event, I think I'm going to Sally's, though, because she makes a mean apple cranberry crumble. Got to do it. Dana Techniques, apple peaches pumpkin pie on The Grateful Bounty.
Here I come. Every year in November, my mother likes to make a huge Thanksgiving feast. She spends 3 days cooking, and when Thursday rolls around, she has 27 separate dishes at least. She starts with turkey and ham, mashed potatoes, candied yams, cranberry sauce with and without spring, green bean casserole, homemade dinner rolls, those little olives with the things in the holes. Oh my gosh, you should see everything. She has some stuffing and steamed rutabagas, and there's some squash. Somebody save us. The corn and carrots are coming out next. Peas and string beans, pumpkin soup, and tureens, honey and cornbread. Now she's just being mean. I think I'm starting to feel the effect. Oh, please, Mom, could you stop feeding us so much? Oh, yeah. I'm so full already, I think I've lost my sense of touch. And that can't be good, but did she listen? Oh, no. Cocktail wieners, crackers, and salami. Oh, my goodness, please stop bombing. Then came sausage, oysters, and salmon. And here's a bowl of wild rice and a Waldorf salad. Well, that looks nice. Boy, you'd think she's feeding a famine. Then she had beef brisket tacos and some chili. Now this is just getting plain silly. Everyone gets applesauce and a pork chop. For dessert she has pie, both pecan and pumpkin. Her grasshopper pie, yeah, man, that's something. And pineapple dessert with whipped cream on the top. Well, several hours later, she's finally all done. My mother's cooking skills really are the best. The meal lasts late into the night, and as I take my very last bite, she says, okay, who's ready for breakfast? Oh, no. She has sourdough pancakes, hash browns, bacon, scrambled eggs, sizzling steak, and waffles, and a big bowl of grilled fruit. She has Abel Skivers, man, you wouldn't believe her. What? No, Abel Skivers. It's like this spherical Danish pancake stuffed with jelly, and you have to make them in these special pans that you can only get from Williams-Sonoma. No, I know. And you only use the pen once a year.
Dr. Steve and Fidget on the Grateful Bounty dinner at Mom's. Are you full yet? And I'll tell you, I knew she'd come in handy. Betty Wright's cleanup woman. What? Different kind of cleanup? All right, Aunt Edna. Grateful Bounty rolls on the Amy Bedarkley Show.
She's tough. Oh, he's all right. Just a little indigestion. Comes from eating his own words.
She don't like her eggs all runny. She thinks crossing her legs is funny. She looks down her nose at money. She gets it on like the Easter Bunny. She's my baby, I'm her honey. I'm never gonna let her go.
He ain't got laid in a month of Sundays. I caught him once and he was sniffing my undies. He ain't too sharp, but he gets things done. Drinks his beer like it's oxygen. But he's my baby, and I'm his honey. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. She thinks all my jokes are corny. Convict movies make her horny. She likes ketchup on her scrambled eggs. Swears like a sailor when she shaves her legs. She takes a licking and keeps on ticking. I'm never gonna let her go.
Got more balls than a big brass monkey. Whacked out weirdo and a love bug junkie. Fly as a fox, crazy as a loon. Payday comes and he's a-howling at the moon. But he's my baby, I don't mean maybe. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up a-sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves, we'll end up a-sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. But we're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves.
Yeah, the gravel meets the grit. Two voices that go great together, John Prine and Iris DeMent. In spite of ourselves, for Ronnie on the Grateful Bounty. So sorry to hear that John Prine is ailing. We wish him a speedy recovery. He's such a fabulous national treasure, a troubadour, singer-songwriter, who is reminiscent to me of the late great short story writer Raymond Carver. They both really depict a great, vivid piece of Americana. Also, of course, Betty Wright's Cleanup Woman. It looks like we may go over a little bit here in the podcast, and we certainly will have leftovers, dole them out liberally in December. Look for another special show in mid-December. We're not sure if it's going to be the 20th or the 23rd. It's our holidays show, but we want to get your favorite holiday songs and then some in via request at Twitter at AB Wrights. Use the hashtag holidays, H-O-L-I-D-A-Z-E, by Friday, December 13th. Uh-oh, another Friday the 13th in 2013. It kind of makes sense. Hey, before you zone out in front of the tube with all the tryptophan hangover, you want to hit the board games? Scrabble, Game of Life, Lou, no, not Twister, Trudy, not with all that food. Here's R.E.M. for Pauly on The Grateful Bounty.
Martin, boy, the game
bread lassie in a breakfast man. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's play Twister, let's play Risk. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll see you in heaven if you make the mess. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Andy, are you goofing on Elvis? Hey, baby, are we losing touch? If you believe they put a man on the moon, man on the moon. If you believe there's nothing up his sleeve, then nothing is cool. Moses went walking with the staff of.
Thursday. Anything interesting about Thursday? Anything at all you can think of that might be happening this Thursday?
Okay, what is the big deal about Thursday?
Well, Thursday, of course, is Thanksgiving. It's also Hanukkah. Yeah, it's the first time in 150 years, I believe, that Hanukkah and Thanksgiving have coincided, and not another 150 or so when the Festival of Lights will fall on Thanksgiving. So, oi to the world. Thanks for the reminder, Bernie and Suzette. We will indeed celebrate those 8 crazy nights with Adam Sandler on The Grateful Bounty.
Okay. This is a song that there's a lot of Christmas songs out there and not too many Hanukkah songs. So, wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go.
Here comes Hanukkah, so much Hanukkah, to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of light. Instead of one day of presents, we have 8 crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Caan, Kirk Douglas, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew. Don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rock, cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock. Both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke, time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonica celebrates Hanukkah.
O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted.
We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby.
Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby.
Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is.
Well, he's not, but guess who is?
All three Stooges. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah.
Oh, bar, get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah.
So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. If you really want to
have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
Hey, I got a light coming, Murphy. On Thanksgivica, Adam Sandler on The Grateful Bounty. As I said, we may go over a bit. Check it out on the podcast. But I just want to say, you know, this is a good time of year to gather with family and friends and celebrate. Sometimes people are in need this time of year. A lot of people still hurting with the economy. Food banks all over the country, even in affluent areas, are spreading out less to feed more. So if you can help in whatever measure you feel comfortable with, please do think about giving to your local charities. I always say, I think globally, act locally when you can. You can research food banks, toy drives, and coat drives, as well as other charities. Scamsters are out, too, during this time of year, which is not so hot. But just check it out. Do some research. Internet, library, community centers will help you out. And sometimes it's not about the economy. Sometimes it's just about being lonely, isolated. People are suffering losses or remembering losses and grieving over this time of year. A lot of depression goes up as well. So you might want to just reach out to someone with a kind gesture, a kind word. Simply say, are you all right? This is a beauty from Lucinda Williams. From me to you, on The Grateful Bounty.
Are you?
won't you give me a little clue? Are you alright? Is it something you wanna say? Are you alright? Just tell me that you're okay. Are you alright? 'Cause you took off without a word. Are you alright? You flew away like a little bird. Are you alright? Is there anything I can do? Are you alright? 'Cause I need to hear from you. Are you
Cinda Williams and the Grateful Bounty here on the Amy Beth Arkwe Show. Thank you so much for joining us, the first annual, we hope, of a tradition featuring your requests and dedications. I certainly hope you have a lot of blessings to count and someone special to share them with. Safety first, of course, as you head home or wherever you're going this holiday weekend. Be careful of the weather. Thank you again to the hearty TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora, for working overtime, ML at headquarters, keeping us going. We'll have a few songs on the other side of the podcast. And we have some leftovers. Yeah, sorry if I missed them. I will dole them out liberally in December. We may squeeze in a leftover show over the weekend. I'll post it if it happens. And we certainly have our holiday show coming up in December. Find out more at the website, amybetharkwe.com. That's also the place to go. To find out more about the Eliza Gordon mystery series, both Dead Silent and the original Killing Time, available for ebook download and paperback. It makes a great gift for the mystery lover on your list and a traveling companion for you, too, if you like a cozy on the plane, the train, or in the back seat. Not in the front seat, not while you're driving. We'll have to work on the audiobooks for that. I'm going to celebrate you home with a beauty from Kenny Loggins. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big, and of course, come back and see us again on the Amy Beth Arkwe Show. Take care. Thank you so much.
Home for the holidays. I believe I've missed each and every phase. Come on and play one easy. Let's turn on every love light in the place. It's time I found myself totally surrounded in your circles. Oh, oh my friend. I can see. traveling where the western winds can fly. Somebody tried to tell me, but the man forgot to tell me why. I gotta count on being gone. Come on, mama. Come on, let it be what you want from me.